Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara starts at the bottom of the Omid, Chof Aleph Omid Beis. Gufa, Omer B'Yisu B'Yib Chanina, Kol Kiyor, She'im Boi K'dei L'Kadish Abba, K'yani Mimenu, Eim Mekad Shimboi, She'nei Ma'avirochatu Mimenu, Moshe V'Ari Nuvona. From here we learn that the kiyur has to be k'dei l'kadish arba kriyanim. Rashi, earlier in Daf Yotes Amud Beis, when the Gemara quoted this din of Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina, Rashi's lashon is, kol kiyur she'inu machzik k'dei l'kadish arba kriyanim. The Achrinim point out from this lashon of Rashi, the Sfas Emes, the Meleches Yom Tov over here in Daf Chof Beis, so too Reb Zalman Sender in his Chidushim over here, they say that the lashon of Rashi who says, kol kiyur she'inu machzik k'dei l'kadish arba kriyanim is mashma, that Rashi learns that this din of arba kriyanim is not din in the mayim, how much mayim, how much water there has to be in the kiyur. But it's rather referring to the aloch of the kiyur itself, and it's a shiur given for the machzik, how much the kiyur itself contains. And the aloch of arba kriyanim means that we have to use a kiyur which has in it the capacity to contain at least the amount of water for arba kriyanim. But practically, it does not have to be arba kriyanim worth of mayim inside, enough water inside. It's not din in the mayim, it's a din in the shear of the kli of the kiyur, and this is the lashon of Rashi, kol kiyur she'inu machzik de lekadish. The kiyur is too small, and it cannot contain the amount of water to mekadish arba kriyanim. But it's mashma that if the kiyur could contain the amount of water to be mekadish arba kriyanim, even if there isn't mayim k'dei l'kadish arba kriyanim, there's not enough water inside, it's okay because the aloch is in the kiyur and not in the mayim. But they point out, the Meleches Yom Tov and the Bzalman Sender points out, that even though this is a lashon of Rashi Yud Tesamid Beis, but the Rashi by us, later on in Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph, further down the Omer, Rashi Diva Maschil Mashlim, Rashi, when he says the din of arba kriyanim, he does discuss the shear of mayim. And he says that the shear is enough to be mashlim, the amount of water, for the arba kriyanim. So too, in the Gemara's Raya over here, the Gemara has a kasher from Meisvei, kol hakelim mekadshim bein she'ish bein revi'is, bein she'im bein revi'is. And Rashi says that this is a chidush, that kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim has a kula over netilas yodayim. Netilas yodayim is a shear of revi'is. There's no shear revi'is. From this lashon of Rashi is also mavur that the discussion in our sugya is a discussion in how much water should be, and on that is a difference between the tilis yodayim and kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim, like Rashi says later on in Devar Maschil Machlim. And this is not like the mashmos of Rashi in your testament base. Says the Sfas Emes that be'emes the lashon of Rashi, the lashon of the Rambam in Bihilchis Bias Mikdosh Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel, is mefurish that it's halacha in the mayim, in the water, how much water has to be in the kiyur. The Rambam's lashon is kamo mayim tzorich liyus b'kiyur. How much water there has to be? You see, clear that it's halacha and how much mayim. So says the Sfas Emes, according to the Rambam and also the Pashas of Rashi later on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, that the halacha of arba kriyanim is a shear in how much mayim, how much water there has to be in the kiyur. Says the Sfas Emes, if you start off and the kiyur has enough water for four kriyanim, The first Kohen has already been Mekadish Yodayim Ve'aglayim. The second Kohen after him does not have enough Mayim of K'dei Arba Kohanim, since the first Kohen has already used up the Mayim for himself, and now there's only enough for three Kohanim. Mamela will come out, says the Sfas Emes, that in order to go and be Mekadish Yodayim Ve'aglayim for four Kohanim, we always have to continue refilling the Kiyoi that every Kohen who comes and is Mekadish his hands has in it still a shear of Arba Kohanim, a chidush. L'chayyur pashtus, the din of Arba Kohanim, then all four Kohanim can come and be Mekadish. But says the Sfas Emes, if there's aloch in the amount of water that has to be, then l'chayyur every Kohen has to have this amount of water, which has his kiddush. And if during the first Kohen he's already used up his water, then mele, you have to refill the kiyur. Mashayin kin, if the whole aloch is only a din in the kiyur, in the kli, the kiyur has to contain a certain amount of water, has to be able to hold a certain amount of water, it's a shear in the goydel, in how big the kli should be, then there's no aloch in the mayim at all, and mamela you'll be to mekadish even without refilling the kiyur. This is what Sfas Emes says earlier in Daf Yotes Amud Beis. But the Chofetz Chaim, in the Zekut HaLochis, in the Pirish of Zevach Toido, He says as he mistabe that even according to the Rambam who holds that the din of Abor Kiranim is a din in the shiur of the mayim in how much water there has to be, there's still mistabe to say that everything is tolu on the beginning how much mayim there was in the kiyur. And if there was a time when in the kiyur there was enough mayim to be mekadesh Abor Kiranim, then this mayim, all of it, is now kosher for all the kiyanim to be mekadesh yadim ve'agleim. And we do not have to refill, since lechatchila this whole mayim became kodosh, and it was chal that this mayim can be used for kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim. And it's not din b'shas ma'ase kiddush of every kohen, and he has to refill the water. As long as the mayim was a time when there was enough of abor kohenim, this is enough. And only in a case where you fill the kiyur lechatchila less than the shia of abor kohenim, then the mayim is possible for kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim. Mameila says Chofetz Chaim will come out. There's no difference halacha between the Rambam and the Rashi, and Mestabi, even according to the Rambam, you do not have to refill the kiyur as you go along. And like the pashtus of the pasuk, Ve'ochatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron uvonov, and they all use the kiyur without refilling the kiyur lechur. Another chiddush says Chofetz Chaim over there in Zevach Toido, but the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuvav that since we learn this halacha of Abor Kiyanim is learned from this pasuk of Ve'ochatzu mimenu Moshe v'Aaron uvonov, then lechur this halacha is likuva, it's ma'akev even b'dieved. And if someone is mekadesh yadayim ve'aglayim without the shi'ah of Abor Kiyanim, it's not kosher, and so he has to redo kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim again. But says the Chofetz Chaim that it's mistabe, also mashmos of the Rambam, that this halacha is not ma'akev, it's only a din lechatchila. Even in a case where he was not mekayim the din kiddush from the Abor Kiyanim, it's also kosher b'dieved, even in the case where lechatchila there wasn't enough mayim, there wasn't enough water in the kiyur, it's only a din lechatchila that he has to have kidei Abor Kiyanim, and not like the Minchas Chinuch who says that it's ma'akev b'dieved. We'll see later on, in the day of the Rambam, that the Rambam has a new reason why it should be kosher b'dieved, because it can always be kosher midin klishoris, even if you're not mekayim the din of the kiyur, like we'll explain soon in the shita of the Rambam in Hilchas, kiddush from a klishoris. If the halacha of Yerachatzu Mimenu is a din lechatchila, or it's a din even b'dieved and it's ma'akev and it's possible and mechalal avido if you didn't do another kiddush adayim ve'aglayim from a shiur of Abor Kiyanim. Moving further on the Gemara has a kasha on this din of a b'yitzu b'chanina from the b'raisa, which says that kol hakelim mekadshim bein sheish by mevius bein sheim by mevius is mashma that you do not have to have a shiur of Abor Kiyanim. Answers the Gemara. Over here we're talking about a case of Kudeach Besoichoi. He's Kudeach Besoichoi, and his machlekes over here are Rashi and Tosfos in the Pshat of Kudeach Besoichoi. Rashi learns that the case of Kudeach means he made a hole in the kiyur itself, and he was mechaber, he connected a smaller kli to the goof of the kiyur. And this is the case where you don't have to have a shiur of yis in the kli cotton, in a smaller kli. And the Chofetz Chaim explains in Zevach Toido that if there will be a real connection of this kli to the bigger kli of the kiyur, then be'emes will be no chidush, because everything is called like one big kli, and since in the kiyur there's enough for Abor Kiyanim, so too in the kli cotton is also bottled and is toffled to the main kli. But over here, says Chofetz Chaim, either we're talking about a case where he was not mechaber, he did not connect the small kli properly with a real chibur to the main kiyur, and therefore the chidush is that even though the connection is not a real connection, you still look at the kli cotton like a sniff and like a tfelus, he's toffled to the kiyur, and mamela, since in the kiyur there's a bor kiyanim, so too in the kli cotton is also kosher. Also says the Chofetz Chaim, even if there's a real chibur, but maybe there was no chibur in the mayim wasn't connected. There's mayim in the kiyur, there's water in the kiyur, and there's more water in the small kli, less than nervous. But since the mayims are not connected, the havanumin would have been that b'emes is not kosher, since you don't have enough of a bor kiyanim, and you don't even have a revius in the smaller kli. Kamash malon, that since there's a connection over here of the kalin, this is also enough, even though there's no connection in the mayim. This is how Rashi learns the din of kedeach metrichoi. He made a hole in the kli, and he connected the smaller kli to the bigger kli of the kir. But Tosfos in the Ramaschal kedeach, Tosfos learns that doesn't mean a connection in the goof in the kiyur itself. It means that he took from the smaller kli from the kiyur, which had a bigger amount of water. And since in the kiyur it was then in the skadish and it had a kosher amount of abor kiyanim, mameila, you could use this mayim even from the smaller kli if this kli is a klishoris. The Rambam in Hilchus Bias Mikdosh Pekei Aloch Yud Aleph, he brings down the Breisa Kutsur also, like it says by us in the Breisa, without any akimta of Kideach Vesarichoi. He says that the Aloch is Kol Klei HaKodesh, when every Klei Shoris, one can be Mekadesh, Bein Sheyesh Bo Revius, Bein Sheyein Bo Revius, and the Rambam does not specify and does not say that this is only a case of Kideach Vesarichoi. The Ravid over there in Ashogis, he asks on the Rambam, that L'cheria the Algemoz Mefurish, that you need to make sure that you Kedeach Besoicha, even like Rashi or like Tosfos, that we Kedeach Besoicha even in the Kli, or you take from the bigger Kli. But to be Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim from a Kli which does not have a Revius, this Mavur in Algemoz, there's a Loch of Abba Akriyanim. Rabbi Yisib Chanin is Din, like the Gemoz Kasha, and the Gemoz answers Kedeach Besoicha, which the Rambam is Mashmit. The Rambam does not bring down this din of Kideach Mitoichai, and we have to know why does the Rambam mashmit the Gemara's teretz of Kideach Mitoichai. Says the Kesef Mishnah that if you will say that the Rambam learned the Gemara like Tosfos, that Kideach means you took from a smaller Kli from the Kiyor and you Mekadosh from the smaller Kli, then it could be the Rambam does not have to explain that this is what he means in the Halochis, which he brings down in Perikei and Bias Mikdosh. Since in one halacha he says clearly we need to have a shiur of Abba Kohanim, and the next halacha he says you're allowed to be Mekadosh even if it doesn't have a revius. So everyone will understand automatically that this means to say the kiyur where the maim becomes kodosh has a shiur of Abba Kohanim, but the maaser kiddush and the maaser rechitza can be done even from a smaller klisharis if it has a klisharis even if it doesn't have a revius. So even though there is a kitzur loshen in the Rambam should have explained, but says the Kesef Mishnah, according to Tosfos, the Ashmot of the Rambam is not so bad, is not so obvious, since the pashtus of the reading of the Rambam, everyone will come to the same conclusion, la'alocha, that the kiyur has to have a shir of Abba Kehanim, and we can use from the kiyur a smaller kli if it doesn't have a revius. This is how the Kesef Mishnah explains the shita of the Rambam. But we find in the Sforim of the Achrinim, many Achrinim say, a new Mahalach in the Shitta of the Rambam, a new Pshat over here in the Sugya, which will come out of Big Yisoid in the Hilchas, Shira, in how much we have to have in the Kiyur, in the Shitta of the Rambam. This we find, this Yisoid in the Keren Ura, Svasemes, the Chaste David also in the Tosefta, in Menoches, beginning Perik Aleph, Aloch Aleph, so too Ibiza Zalman and Evan Ozel over here in Perik Ebi Asmikdosh, and the Biskirov, and so too in Taris HaKodesh, it's already Mavua Zebik Tzora, like we'll see later on. They all say that Be'emes, if we look in the Rambam says in Perikei Bias Mikdosh Halacha Yud, that even though the Gemara soon says that there's a ribui in the Pasuk of Yirchotzu telling us, L'Rabbi is called Klishoris, are allowed to be Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim from any Klishoris and not just from the Kiyur, but the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah L'chatchila to go be Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur. And only B'di'eved, one can use any klishoris. This is what the Rambam paskins. The Ramban, ala Torah, in Pashas Shmois, Kisiso, Lamed Yutes, he says no. There's no din, even lechatchila, to use the kiyur. Says the Ramban, Zeraya, the Kohen Gadol in Kippur, he was Mekadosh, from the Kitur in Shalzov, he used the Kitur in Shalzov, he b'chal didn't use the kiyur. So you see, there's no din lechatchila, to go and be Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim from the kiyur, since it's a Sirabe, any klishoris from the Pasuk of Yirchotzu. We have a Machlekes, Ramban, and the Rambam, if there's a din lechatchila al-Kaponim, to use the klishoris of the kiyur, and not any other klishoris. They ask, all these Achreinim, they ask on the Rambam, where is Be'emes the Mekoyah of the Rambam to tell us that there's a locha lechatchila to use the kiyur? Lechoyah, since we have a ribu of Yirchotzu, Memela, why shouldn't we say that you could use any klishoris, even lechatchila? The raya which the Rambam brings from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that we already explained earlier in the Few Testament base from the Biskirov in the Sefer in Hilchas Avidas Yom HaKippurim, that there's Machlekes in Yerushalmi in Yuma Perik Dalet Alocha Hei, and the Biskirov explains that the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur is a different halacha of Kiddush from the Din Kiddush of every single day on the year. Normally the Din Kiddush is learned out from Psukim and Pashas Kisiso, and on that we have the halachas of our Sugya, of a Kiyur, of a Shiur, of a Bar Kohanim, which is all the halacha of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim every day of the year. Besides that, there's another halacha of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol, which is learnt out different psukim in Pashas Achrimois, and explains to Biskirov in his Sefer that that din does not need a Kiyur, since it's not mentioned anywhere over there in the psukim in Achrimois that we should use the Kiyur. And the whole chiddush of the Rambam, which the Rambam says is a din kiru lechatchila, is only over here in Parshas Kisiso, which is referring to the din kiddush of the whole year. And over here there's a din lechatchila of a kiru. Mamila there's no raya from the fact that the Kohen Gadol uses the kittering of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, since over there it's a different din kiddush. It's a din kiddush on Yom Kippur. Another biskir over there explains that this will depend whether the first kiddush was also done by kittering shalzav or not. If there's a din kiru lechatchila or kaponim according to the, what we explained, there should be at least the first Kiddush on Yom Kippur, a din of Kiyur, since that is not any different than any other day of the year. This is the Biskirov explains over there in the Sefer, in the Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, like we said before, earlier in Daf Yutes. Al Kaponim, this is only legabe the kasha which the Ramban asks from the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. But we have to understand, in Parshas Kisiso itself, since we have a ribui in the Pasuk of Yerchotzu, to tell us that there's a din that you're allowed to use any klishoris, from where does the Rambam get such a halacha that you mechuyev to use the kiyur lechatchila? Says the Keren Ura, another achinu which you quoted above, that the Rambam has learned a different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara over here asks the kasha on the bishri Reb Chanina, who says he needs four koyanim. Says the Gemara, it says mefurish in the Braisa, that you could use a klishoris even if it doesn't have a revis. Lechatchila, the Gemara answered that we're talking about kideach besoicha, either like Rashi or like Tosfos, different cases where even according to the Abish Reb Chanina, you're also allowed to be Mekayim, Kiddush Klishoris, if it doesn't have a reverse. On that, the Gemara asks that it's still Shver because there's a loch of Mimenu, and Mimenu tells us that you need to have the Kiyur itself. Answers the Gemara that there's a din of Yerchotzu to Mimarbe, every Klishoris, you're allowed to use any other Klishoris also to go and be Mekadish Adayim Reaglayim. Now, what the Gemara answered, that you're allowed to be Marbe any Klishoris, explains the Keren Ura, the ribui of klishoris is not just telling us halacha, that you can use a klishoris and you don't have to use the kir. The chiddush of the Gemara, the rabbi is called klishoris, means that in din of a klishoris, there's no shiur of Abba Okreanim. The whole halacha of Rabbi Yisri Reb Chanina, that you need to have a shiur of Abba Okreanim, is only in the kir. Masha'inkin, any other klishoris, you could use the klishoris even if it doesn't have a shiur of Abba Okreanim, and this is be'emes what the Gemara means to answer the kasha of the Gemara from the Breisa on the Bishri Reb Chanina. The Breisa is discussing a klishoris, like it says before in the Breisa, that as long as it's a klishoris, it's kosher, even if it doesn't have a revis. And in the klishoris, be'emes, there's no shiur of Abba Okreanim. Only in the kiyur is a din of Abba Okreanim. This is how the Rambam learned the Gemara to tell, and that's why the Rambam Maskona does not bring down the din of Kideach Besoichai, since the Rambam holds that the Maskona, we fall off from the teretz of the Gemara of Kideach Besoichai, and we have a new teretz that there's a difference if it's a kiyur or if it's a klishoris. A kiyur needs to have a shiur of Abba Okreanim, and other klishoris does not need a shiur of Abba Okreanim, and this is what the Braisa says, and it's not seer to Abish Reb Chanina, and this is how the Rambam paskins that in a kiyur you need to have four koyanim. Masha'inkin, any other klishoris is enough, even if it doesn't have a revis. Now, be'emes, we have to understand, l'chayr, if we're saying that if the halacha is in a klishoris, there's no halacha of Abba Okreanim, then every time when he's mekadish yodayim ve'aglayim from the kiyur, even if mitzad the kiyur needs halacha of Abba Okreanim, but the kiyur itself is also a klishoris, so why could he not be mekayim the halacha of a kiddush from the kiyur, even if it doesn't have a shiur of Abba Okreanim? Since we're saying now that according to the Rambam, the din of klishoris is not mechayiv a shiur of Abba Okreanim, is every time the kiddush from the kiyur lo yehei elo kiddush from the klishoris. So from here, says the Keren Ura, is mechiach the Rambam this kiddush which the Rambam says that is a din lechatchila in the kiyur to go be mekadish lechatchila from the kiyur, because be'emes, you could take a be mekayim b'di'eved. If you're mekadish from the kiyur which does not have a shiur of Abba Okreanim, b'di'eved is going to be kosher because lo yehei elo klishoris. It can always go and we can always be mekayim the alochem because of kiddush of a klishoris, and the klishoris has no din of Abba Okreanim. But since there's a din lechatchila of a kiyur to be mekadish adayim ve'aglayim from the kiyur, in this din lechatchila there's certain tnoim stipulations we have that to be yotze this mitzvah of lechatchila from the kiyur, and one of the dinim is that we need to have a shiur of Abba Okreanim. And if there's no shiur of Abba Okreanim, Emel Chanami is going to be kosher b'di'eved because he can always be yotze mitzad the aloch of the klishoris, but he's missing the din lechatchila to be mekadish adayim from the kiyur. And this is b'emes to the hichacha of the Rambam that there's a din lechatchila to be mekadosh yodah from the kiyur. Because if there wouldn't be such a halacha lechatchila, the whole din of Abba Kehanim doesn't apply, since by klisharis, there's no din Abba Kehanim. We have a riba of yichotzu, even if you don't have Abba Kehanim. Memela, from the fact that as the Torah says, there's a din of Abba Kehanim, must be that there's a din lechatchila upon him to use the kiyur, and on that, there's a din of lechatchila to go and have a shiur of Abba Kehanim. Memela, this is the shiur of the, this is the shita of the Rambam, these two dinim, that the Rambam holds that the klishoyis, you don't have to have a shiur of Abba Kehanim. Of mitzad sheni, there's a din lechatchila to go and use the kiyur, and in the kiyur, there's a locha of Abba Kehanim. Says the Tarius HaKodesh, he adds on, according to this mahalach in the Rambam, we can explain very well, the Gemara later on asks, the end of this shayla shakinivitari of the Gemara, the Gemara discusses, maybe you should be to use a klichoyl, answers the Gemara, that you have a miut, freak the Gemara, asks the Gemara, maro iso, why should we be marba klichoris, and be mamaya to klichoyl? Maybe the other way around, maybe we should be marba klichoyl, and say that you cannot use a klichoris, answers the Gemara, it's mistaba to be marba klichoris, since it's nimshach, like the kiyur, mamela, it's mistaba to be marba klichoris, and not a klichoyl. Asks the Taris HaKodesh, the Gemara's kasha, of Mari Yisrael, the Chiriz Mamsha Pella. What should be the Havamina to tell us? That we should be Marba Klichoil? That you're allowed to be Mekadesh Yodayim Reaglayim from a Klichoil? And a Klichoris is worse off than a Klichoil? Of course, the Svar should be that a Klichoris is only going to be better than a Klichoil. Explains the Taris HaKodesh, according to what we learn now in the Rambam. That the Rambam learns that the Ribri of Klichoris, which tells us that there's a din, you're allowed to be Mekadesh Yodayim Reaglayim from a Klichoris, is not just a Ribri that you do not need a Kiyur. But it's a chiddush that you do not need a shiur of Abba Kehanim. Mamela, this is what the Gemara means. Omar or Isa, why do we say that we're marba klishoris if it doesn't have a shiur of Abba Kehanim? And we prefer a klishoris even if it doesn't have a shiur? Maybe, fakhet, maybe we should be marba klichoil. And a klichoil which does have a shiur of Abba Kehanim. And this should be a maila and a adifus over a klishoris which doesn't have a shiur of Abba Kehanim. And this is the Gemara's sad that Klichoy should be better, since the Klichoy Bamis does have a shiur of Abba Kehanim. And on that the Gemara says that Nimshach Besoicha is a Nimshach Kekir is a Maila, since the Klichoy has a Meshicha. But Akoponim, this is very explained very well, the Gemara's Havamina, since the Klichoy is Bamis Nisraba, even if it doesn't have a shiur. So just to be Mesakim what we explained in the Shita of the Rambam, it comes out there's three Chidushei Dinim, three Chidushim which the Rambam has in our Sugya. The first din is what we said that the Rambam says in Halacha Yud, that there's a din lechatchila, you have to be mekadosh, yodayim ve'aglayim from the kiyur, even though there's a ribu, you're allowed to be mekadosh from a klishoris. The Rambam shita is that lechatchila, you have to use a kiyur, whereas the Ramban disagrees in Halatiyah and he holds there's no din lechatchila. The second halacha of the Rambam is that in the din kiddush of a klishoris, there's no shir. And the ribu of Yirchotzu tells us that as if you're using a klishoris, you don't have to have a shiur of Abba Kehanim, and the whole shiur of Abba Kehanim is only in the kiyur. And the third halacha is automatically learned from the first two, that memela, if someone comes and is mekadish his hands from the kiyur, and in the kiyur there's no shiur of ma'im Abba Kehanim, it's going to be kosher by the eved, since there's always a kiyum in the kiyur mitzad the kiddush of a klisharis, the kiyur is also a klisharis, and since the klisharis doesn't have to have a shiur, Mamela, the kiyur is automatically going to be kosher b'di'eved, because you can always be mekayim is alocha mitzad the kiddush of the klishoris. Mamela, earlier we said the machlokes between the Milchas Chinuch and the Chofetz Chaim, whether this din of dalet kohanim is me'akev b'di'eved, or it's only a din lechatchila. In the shita of the Rambam, it's always going to be only a din lechatchila, since there's always a kiyum mitzad the din of klishoris, and in klishoris there's no din at all that you need to have a shir of abor kohanim. This is the Mahalach of the Achrinim, like we said above, many Achrinim learn like this in the Shita of the Rambam, in our old Sugya of Kiddush Klishoris, Minakir and Minaklishoris. Moving further on in the Gemara, Omer Yishlokish, the Gemara says in the middle of the Omer, Omer Yishlokish, Kol HaMashlim LeMei Mikve, Mashlim LeMei Kir. LeRuvias Einoi Mashlim, but LeRuvias is not Mashlim, Rashilin LeRuvias means the din of Netilas Yodayim, even though it's mashlim for the kiyur, but it's not mashlim for the din of Netilas Yodayim. Tosfos learns Levius and the Vamatzcha Levius that it's referring to a smaller shiur mikveh, which is kosher min atiyur for machtim mitzinayus. The Gemara suggests two pshatim lechatchila before the Gemara's maskana that's referring to not alsa and not alsa. The Gemara says two hada aminus, What is this braisa, this din of memory of Ish Lakish referring to? Lechatchila the Gemara says it's referring to tit hanodik, hanoyik, tit, which is a tit hanoyik, which you could be tovel in this tit. And the Gemara asks a kasha on the tit. The Gemara says, Mimon of Shach, if we're talking about such a dag of tit, which the poyo shoysa v'sheicha mimenu, that he shoycha v'sheysa, he could drink from it, then afilu lemikve nami, says the Gemara, then afilu levius nami, even should be kosher also for netilas yodaim. The Gemara later on asks a different havamina. The Gemara says, Amibi Rish Lakish is referring to yafchushin adumim. This is the things which are biyosan min amayim. And Rish Lakish says that these things which are biyosan min amayim are mashlim for the Shia mikveh and they are not kosher in Tilas Yodayim. And on that says the Gemara that the halacha is, afilu beinayu nami, you're allowed to go and be tovel in these afchushin adumim, even not just to be mashlim the Shia mikveh. Also, if the whole mikveh is made out of these afchushin adumim, it's also going to be kosher. Comes out the Gemara, and we have to point out there's a diktuk in the lashonus of the Gemara in the two questions which the Gemara asks, that from here we can learn a very sadistic shayla la'alocha in the dine netilas yodayim and the dine tvila by yavchushin adumim. Because the Gemara, as we said, has two havaminas. The first havamina is discussing the din of tit, and the second havamina is the din of yavchushin adumim. Both of these havaminas, the Gemara asks a question that this does not work with the lashonus of Ish Lakish, with the din of which Ish Lakish said. By tit, the Gemara asks a kasha, that Ish Lakish says a difference between something which is mashlim to the Shia mikveh, and it's not kosher for netilas yodayim. Says the Gemara that Bakolchoch Ish Lakish cannot be discussing the din of tit hanorik, because tit hanorik, if the poyo is sheyche v'sheyse from it, then it's kosher even for netilas yodayim. This is Lashon of the Gemara, afilu levius nami. Masha'in came when the Gemara asks a kasha by Yavchushin Adumim. There the Gemara asks a different question. That the Lashon of Ish Lakish is that it's only mashlim l'shir mikveh. It's mashma be'inayu, to be tovel in them himself. If the whole thing is not just hashlom hashir, then the Gemara's mashma, says the Gemara, Ish Lakish is mashma, it's not kosher. And by Yavchushin, it's afilu be'inayu nami. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toido, that from the fact that the Gemara lechatchila by the tit does not ask that it should be kosher even beinayu, and lechayu Rashi explains that if the poyo is sheicha v'sheisa, there's no psul at all. Says the Chofetz Chaim is mavur in Rashi that it should be not just a mashlim neshia, afilu beinayu, even to be tovel in the whole mayim, or like Tosi explains in the tit itself, in such a case should be kosher in to be tovel over here if the poyo is sheicha v'sheisa, according to Shitas Rashi, is allowed to be tovel in the whole thing. Why does the Gemara only ask from the sefer of the Lashon of Ish Lakish, which says afilu levid, which says Ish Lakish says that it does not work for levius? On that the Gemara says that by tit afilu levius nami, the Gemara doesn't ask afilu beinayu nami. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it sounds like, even though the Gemara could have asked the question of afilu beinayu, but the question of afilu levius is a stronger question, since Ish Lakish says clearly that this din is only le mikveh and not le levius, and if it's discussing tit, then afilu levius nami. Memela, the Gemara asks from levius, even though the Gemara could have asked a better question, a different question, from beinayu, since levius is a stronger question, the Gemara asks that question. Says the Chofetz Chaim Ibazei, where the Gemara later on by Yavchushin Adumim asks the weaker question of afilu beinayu nami, will seem that the Gemara doesn't ask a better question, that l'chayu Yavchushin is even kosher in Netilas Yodayim, is mashma that be'emes Yavchushin Adumim is possible in Netilas Yodayim. And that's why the Gemara by Yavchushin only asks the weaker question of afilu beinayu nami. Memela, says Chofetz Chaim, we have to ask on the Shulchan Aruch, who is Simon Kuf Samach in Aruch Chaim, Sif Yud, he paskins, that you're allowed to use Yavchushin Adumim even for Netilas Yodayim, and L'chuyah from the Diok Loshen and our Gemara is Mashma, that Yavchushin Adumim is not kosher in Netilas Yodayim. And the Gemara's question is only, Afilu Beinayu Nami, because if we're going to say that Yavchushin is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, the Gemara should ask a better question, like the Gemara asks by Tit, Afilu Levius Nami. Memela, this is a kasha which the Zevach Toida asks, that l'chuyah, the Shulchan Aruch who paskins l'alocha, that Yavchushin Adumim is kosher v'netilas yadayim, from the mashmos, diktuk, loshon ha-gemorah, l'chuyah is mashma, that Yavchushin is possible v'netilas yadayim. But be'emes, the Keren Oyer, and so too the Bi'agro, in Simen Kuf Samach, Sifkot and Tezayin, They're madayek punk faket in the Gemara, exact opposite. And they say that the question of the Gemara, which the Gemara asks by Paro, that it's koshel in etilis adayim, it's mavur that if the whole mikveh would be from tit, which is Paro shoicha v'shoicha, it's possible. Because if not, the Gemara should have asked in the first Gemara, afilu be'inayu nami. The Gemara says the Kainuya and the Bi'a girl is mavur from the second kasha of the Gemara, that if it's kosher, even be'inayu, and not just to be mashlim nashir, the Gemara should have asked this question first, instead of going to the Sefer and asking from Revi'is of Netilas Yadayim. So from the fact that the Gemara by Poro did not ask, afilu be'inayu nami, and the Gemara only asks afilu le'revi'is, is mashma that be'emes a poro, even if he's sheicha v'sheitza and he's able to drink the water, afal pikein, it's only mashlim nishir, but if the whole mikveh is made out of it, it's not kosher until it's yadayim and for tvila. So they take on that the kasher is a stronger question to go and ask afilu be'inayu unami, like the Gemara asks later on of yavchushin adumim. And memela, by yavchushin adumim be'emes is kosher until it's yadayim. The reason why the Gemara didn't ask this question is because the Gemara holds that the svara of afilu be'inayu nami is a stronger question, and be'emes yavchushin is also kosher in Netilas Yadayim. And this is what the Goyin says in Shulchan Aruch Chavadei Sif Yud, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that yavchushin adumim is kosher for Netilas Yadayim. Says the Bi'a Gra, the Raya is from our Gemara. The Gemara only asks by yavchushin afilu be'inayu nami, but the Gemara didn't ask afilu le'revi'is. Because Be'emes Le'revi'is, says the Goyin, is a weaker question, and Le'revi'is Be'emes is also kosher. And only by Poro we had to ask this question, since Be'inayu is Be'emes Posel. And Memelis asks the Goyin on the Shulchan Aruch, who the Shulchan Aruch says the din of Poro, Shoicha v'Shoicha, is kosher, even in the case where it's not a Le'revi'is, and the whole mikveh is made out of the tit, which the Poro can drink. Says the Goyin, Al-Khirit Mashman in Gemara, that's only kosher la-hashlom as-shir. It's only kosher if it's mashlim nashir, but it's not kosher if the whole mikveh be'inayu, since the Gemara only asked a question on the Revi'is, and the Gemara didn't ask the question on afilo be'inayu nami. So just to be mesakim, where we explain this complication in the Lashenius of the Gemara, there's a diuk in the Gemara which Memonov Shoch, we have to take out one of the two halachas. Either to say that the Gemara is meduyik, the Gemara is mashma, that by tit, even if it's drinkable through a behemoth, but it's only kosher to be mashlim nashir, and it's not kosher be'inayu, or we could take out a different halacha, that yavchushin adumim is possible from the tilas yadayim. But one of these two halachas is meduyik in the lashon of the Gemara, from the questions of the Gemara, that one of these two are possible. Either the tit is possible in the case where the whole mikveh is made out of the tit, or yavchushin adumim is possible for Netilas Yadayim. And Memeila, the Achrinim ask on the Shulchan Aruch, that Mimonov Shoch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins la'alocha, both of these cases are kosher. In the case of tit, it's mashma that even if the whole mikveh is from the tit, it's also kosher, and not just hashlom as-shir. And by yavchushin, it says the Shulchan Aruch is kosher in Netilas Yadayim. And l'chir from our Gemara, Mimonov Shoch, one of these two alochas is meduyik in the lashon of the Gemara, that it's going to be possible. This is the kasha which the Achrinim ask, and so to the Zevach Toido in our Gemara, and they just have a machlekes which way around to ask the question. But in the Shulchan Aruch, Memonov Shoch is shver, because one of these two aloches is l'chure, mashman our Gemara, it's going to be possible. The Zevach Toido says you have to look in the poiskim, tzorchim b'poiskim, that they didn't speak about this halacha. What is, how can the Shulchan Aruch paskin these both dinim l'kula? Now in the Eka halacha of the Gemara, the Gemara says that in the second din, that we're talking about Yavchushin Adumim, says the Gemara, Yavchushin Adumim afilo be'inayu nami, dotanye Rebshim Gamliel oime, kol shetchilas b'yose min amayim, matbilin bo'y. The Gemara brings down also din of Yitzchak Ba'avdimi, matbilin be'inoy shel dog, since it's b'yose min amayim, is aloch of mayim, and you're allowed to be toivel in the inoy shel dog. Rashi explains that we're talking about not just the Yitzchak Ba'avdimi is chidush. It's not just halacha that the shuman of the dog is the eye of the dog when it's diluted with shuman, then we're allowed to be toivel in the shuman, but we're allowed to actually be toivel over there in the place of the dog, in his eye, in the case where you have a dog godoy, says Rashi, in a big fish, and his whole nimoik, shuman einoy b'choyoy, is nimoik, the shuman of the eye, in of the dog, you're allowed to be toivel over there in the eye of the fish. This is the Chiddush Diga Aloch in our Sugya, that the halacha of tchilas piyosim in amayim is a halacha of mayim. It has a halacha of water, and you're allowed to be tovel in makayim. The din of tvila by mayim can be niskayim on anything which is piyosim in amayim, even on yavchushin adumim. Now, to understand better this halacha of yavchushin adumim of tchilas piyosim in amayim, we have to be makdim a haktoma that bemes this halacha, even though it's mentioned over here in the Braisa from Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to be tovel in something which is tchilas biyosim in amayim, the makor bemes is already a mishnah in mikvois peyuk vav mishnah zayin. The mishnah over there is discussing the halacha of iruv mikvois. Over there is discussing a case where we have a mikveh which has a shia of memsah, which is the shia mikveh min atir, and there's, for Adam there's a din shia of memsah, and next to this mikveh there's another mikveh which is chosa, it's missing the shia of memsah, and we want to connect the two mikvahs together to go mimachshi, the second mikveh, which is chosa. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that in order to connect the two mikvahs, iruv mikvahs, kishvei feres hanoid, you have to make a hole in the mechitza between the two mikvahs. The shia of the hole is the shia of kishvei feres hanoid. This is the shia in order to be called a good iruv and a good chibur in between the two mikvahs. Says the Mishnah over there, Mishnah Zayin, anything which is placed in the hole of this mechitza between the two mikvois minimizes the shear of shiveres hanoid. It's memayit in the shear. If you put something in between, if you put something in a hole, then it's going to be memayit in the shear, and after, you don't have a shiveres hanoid anymore, since this thing which is in the hole is being memayit in the shear of shiveres hanoid. Says the Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, kol dovo shebiyosu min amayim is not memayit in the shear. It's Torah. It's not memayit in the shear of shiveres hanoid. If you have over there, let's say, Yavchushin Adumim, Shuman of the dog, these things are Biyosim in Amayim, and Mamela, they're not Mamayit in the Shia of Shefes Hanoid, and it's still a kosher chibu between the two mikvois. Over there, in the Mishnah doesn't seem a furish that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds allowed to be Toivel in this Dovo Shebiyosim in Amayim. Over there, the Mishnah is discussing the din of Miut in the Nekev, in the whole of Shefes Hanoid, and our Gemara is Mavu extra chidush. That Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, you're allowed to even be toivel in these Yavchushin Adumim, it has a loch of Mayim, and it's Tchilas Biyosim in Amayim. Memeila kunt Reb Shimon Gamliel by us, who holds that it's a loch of Mayim, as a loch of water, and you're allowed to even be toivel in these Yavchushin, then of course it's very explainable why Reb Shimon Gamliel over there holds that these things are not Memayit in the Shia of Shefes Hanoid, since it's a loch of Mayim itself, it's like there's water in the hole, and Memela, it's not Memayit in the Shia, since you could be Toivel in the Yavchushin itself. This is the Shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakama over there in Mishnah Zayin is Mashma. The Tanakama disagrees with Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakama holds that even though it's a Dovah Shebiyosim in Amayim, it was created from the water, Afal Pikein, it is Memayit in the Shia Nekev Kishrefes Hanoit. Says the Tosis Yom Tif, over there in the Mishnah Peik Vav Mishnah Zayin, that L'choyah, the reason why the Tanakama argues on Reb Shimon Gamliel and holds that Yavchushin Adumim is Memayit in the Shia of Shefes Hanoid is because Be'emes the Tanakama is also Chilek. He disagrees with Reb Shimon Gamliel's Chiddush in our Gemara that he is allowed to be Toivel in Yavchushin Adumim. And Pashtus the Tanakama holds no. You're not allowed to be Toivel in these Yavchushim, even though it's Biyosim in Amayim, it does not have a locha of Mayim. And these two halachas are totally obeho. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that he's allowed to be toivel in Dovah Shebiyosim in Amayim. Memela, who adin, the same halacha is, that it's not Memayit in the Shia of the Nekev Kishrefes Hanoit. Mashaykin the Tanakama, the reason why he holds it is Memayit is because he holds you're not allowed to be toivel in these things. Because these things have not got halacha of Mayim, even though it's Biyosim in Amayim, and they're abon on Bemis Achilik on the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel in our sugya. This is what Yontov said, this is the Pashtus of the Mishnah, that our Gemara is the Chiddush in Reb Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbonon, we find in the Mishnah over there, who say that it's Mamayit in the Shia Nekev, who are then they arguing on the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel and our Gemara, and they hold in all out to be Tevil in the Mai, in the Yavchushin Adumim. But says that it's Yontov, that the Beis Yosef already in Hilchus Mikvois, Simon Reish Aleph, points out, that in the Rambam, this does not work. In the Rambam is Mefurish in Periches Mikvois, Aloch Evolv. He paskins, like the Tanakama over there in the Mishnah, that even something which is Biyosim in Amayim is still Memayit in the Shia Nekev. It minimizes the Shia Nekev if it's placed over there, Yavchushin Adumim. And Afal Pikein, the Rambam brings down our Gemara, the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvois, Pekches, Halacha Yud Aleph, He paskes like Shim Gamliel, that dovah shebi yosim in amayim, you could be toivel in a dovah shebi yosim in amayim. Says the Beseisef, it seems that the Rambam holds that the machlekes we find over there in the Mishnah Mikvois, between Shim Gamliel and the Tanakama, whether the Yavchushin Adumim is memayit in the Shia Nekev, is not tolui on the din of the Al Gemara if you're allowed to be toivel in Yavchushin. And the Rambam holds, even if you're allowed to be toivel in these Yavchushin, because the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel by us is a din muskim, is agreed upon. Everyone agrees to this halacha that you're allowed to be toivel in these Yavchushin. Afal Pikein is a machlikus in the Mishnah if these Yavchushin are memayit or minimized the Shia Nekev. Says the Tesis Yom Tov, it's very hard to understand if we're going to say that the Rabbanon also agreed to the halacha of Shimon Gamliel in our sugya, and they hold you allowed to be toivel in Nizi Avchushin, and he has a halacha of Mayim. How could it be that something which has a halacha of Mayim should be Mamayit in the Shia Nekev? If Mayim over there, it's only water, so if you're allowed to be toivel over there, how can it be that's going to be Mamayit, it's going to minimize the Shia Nekev? Explains the Biskarov that the Rambam holds that even though the halacha is you're allowed to be toivel in Yavchushin Adumim, like it's Mavur in our Gemara, called Dovah Shebiyosim in Amayim, Matbilim Boy, and the Rambam holds this is agreed upon point, and even the Rabbanon agree to it. But there's a halacha of Mayim, and there's another halacha called Dovah, has a Toiras and a Shem, Mashke. These are two things. Here in the Gemara is Nischadish, that the Dovah Shebiyosim in Amayim has a halacha of Mayim, has a halacha of water. It has a kiyum din of mayim that you could be toivel and you could be mekayim a din of tvilo b'mayim since it's b'yosim in amayim. But if you want to say, do these yavchushin adumim and the shuman of the dog, does he have a loch of a mashke? Does he have the mailer and the toyas mashke which mayim has? On that, the Rambam holds, is another halacha which Mayim has a toyas mashke and yavchushin adumim, even though it's b'yosim in amayim, does not have a toyas mashke. And Mamela, the Rambam holds, if this is the difference, why it's still Mamayit in the Shir Nekev, Kishreferes Hanoid. Because Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer Nechus Mikvois, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, that in order to connect two Mikvois together, and to have an Iruv and a Chibur Mikvois, we need to have a Shir of Mayim, at least of Itfeach Hamos Latfiach, in Hilchis Chibur. Says Reb Chaim over there, the reason is, because in Hilchis Chibur, we need a Toyas Mashke. It's not enough to have a Shem Mayim over there. We need to have a Toyas Mashke. And only a Mashke is a Chibu. Something which does not have a Shem Mashke is not a Mechaba. And Mamela says, Biskarov, this is also the Pshat in the Tanakhama. Even though they agree, you're allowed to be Toivel in these Yavchushin, and it has a Loch of a Mayim. But Afal Pikein, it still does not have a Loch of a Mashke. And Mamela, in Hilchis Chibu Mikvois, it's going to be Mamayit in the Nekev, and it's missing in the Shir Kesheferet Hanoid, since you need a dimashke to be mechaber in between two mikvois. So it comes out, we learned in our sugya, according to the shita of the Rambam al Kaponim, that even though we find in our Gemara Chidush, that you're allowed to be toivel in Dovah Shebiyosim in Amayim, but Afal Pikein, it does not have a total aloch of Mayim, lechol atoyer kulo. It is only a aloch of Mayim that you're allowed to be toivel in there, but the Shem Mashke is still missing, and Mamela, there's going to be a din that is Mamayit in the Nekev, Kishreferes Hanoid, and Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds that it has a Toyas Mashke, and Mamela it's Mechaber also, and it's not Mamayit in the Shir. But in that, we don't paskel like Reb Shimon Gamliel, we paskel like the Tanakhama, that it's missing in its Toyas Mashke. Another Nafkemino would be, the Kayonere says, that you have to Rebemis understand if these Yavchushin, the Gemara's Mavura, Mechudesh, the Gedin, that these Yavchushin have a halacha of Mayim, what is the halacha legabe Hechshe? The halacha is that Yad Shoch Adam, we need one of the Zayim Mashkin to go and fall on something in order that Shemi Mekabel Tumas Euchlin. Says the Kainoyer, you have to know if these Yavchushin Adumim have a halacha of Mayim, that you're allowed to be toivel in these Yavchushin, maybe they have a halacha of Hechshe also, that if these go and fall on some food, and there's Nichusa, then there's a din Hechshe, and they're all Lekabel Tumas. Or not, or do we say, says the Kainoyer, that Ad Kedei Kach to say that it should be Machshe, that not, and we only find the Chiddush in Tvila. Says the Biskarov, that according to what he explained, that the din over here of Mayim is still missing in its Toyas Mashke, and therefore the Gabbah Chibu Mikvois is going to be Mamayit in the whole of Shriferis Hanoid, who adin the din of Yad Shoch Adam, even though it has a loch of Mayim for Tvila, but it does not have a Shem Mashke of Mayim, and the din of the Hechshe needs Zayim Mashkim, and Mamela, it's not enough to go and be Machshe le Kabel Tumas Oichlin. Another aloch, the Kainuri says, we have to know if someone makes a dough out of the Paris, May Paris, we know that aloch is, it's only a brocha of, you don't make a brocha of amoiti, it's only a berimine mezoinos, only if it's a lisha b'mayim, only if you make the dough with water, then it's a din of amoiti. Says the Kainuri, we have to know if someone uses shuman adag, someone uses this shuman from the fish, which is aloch of b'yosem in amayim, is he going to make a brocha of amoiti? And according to what the Biskirov explains, that it doesn't have a loch of ma'im l'chol ha'toyo kulo, we have to understand, we have to know in each case, if it's enough, these yavchushin adumim, to go and give it a toyos ma'im. Because in our Gemara is only mavur, the din tvila, but it doesn't have a toyos mashke. But even though we said, the Kainur is mesupik about it, the Biskirov took on, that there's muchach in the shita of the Rambam, that it does not have a toyos mashke, we find Mufurish in Ebukveige, in the Gilin Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim, Simon Kufnun Ches, on the Morgan Avram, Sivkotin Ches, that he disagrees and he argues, and he takes on Bipshitas, that these Yavchushin Adumim have a halacha of Mayim, have a halacha of water, for all the halachas. The Morgan Avram is over there, talking the din of Hechshe, and the Morgan Avram writes over there, that dam, the blood of Dogim Vechagovim, since it doesn't have a tuyah of blood, you're allowed to eat dam dogim, meika adinu nas maris ayin, there's aloch, it doesn't have aloch of dam, says the Morgan Avram, dam dogim is not got tuyah's dam to go and be machshe, peiris, to be mekabel tumas oichlin. The dam, the blood of the fish, has not got tuyah's dam, asks Rebbe Kveige, that even if it doesn't have a tuyah's dam, but since the Gemara over here in Zvochim Dav Chobes is mefurish, that you're allowed to even be tuyvel in shuman adag, you're allowed to be tuyvel in these yavchushin adumim, then of course, you're allowed to go be machshe also, since even if it doesn't have a tuyah of blood, it's shemashke, it's not a tuyah's mashke because of the dam, but it's got a tuyah's mashke because of the mayim, you're allowed to even be tuyvel in the shuman adag. Memela, the blood of the fish should always be machshe because of the din of b'yosem in amayim. You see, mefurish in the mikveige, they take some b'pshitas, he says the Loshon also, given the nechshav kamayim nitvila, memela hu ademachshe, and he holds he could not be mechalek between the two, and according to the Biskirov, these two alochas have no sheiches, even though it has a din of mayim, but it does not have a din of mashke, like the sofik of the Keren Eir. So we learned that you say this to Gemachleikas over here in Achrinim, how to take this din of Yavchushin Adumim, the din of Yavchushin Adumim, which is paskin aloche, that you're allowed to use it for tvila, and it has aloche of mayim, does it have a loch of mayim l'chol ha'toyo kulo and also ha'toyas mashke legabe hechshe? The machlekes, Rebbe Kveige takes on b'pshitas that it does have, seems to be the Morgan Avram over there who discusses whether dam dogim is a machshe. He understands that the Biskirov and like the Sofik in the Keren Eir that Yavchushin Adumim does not have a toyas mashke, it only has a toyas mayim litzvila. Another further discussion about this point in the Chazanish, in a few places in the Yerideya, in Kamer, Simeches, Sivkotin Gimel, so too in Simon Yudalev, Sivkotin Yudalev, he discusses a few other cases of halochas in other dini in the Torah, which is halocha of Mayim. What is the halocha of Yavchushin Adumim? The Moshe, the halocha of Gimul Lugin, of Mayim Shuvim, which passed the mikveh. What is the halocha of Gimul Lugin, of Yavchushin Adumim, if they're carried, if they're contained into a kli, and you pull them into the mikveh, does it pass the din of Gimul Lugin, like we find by Gimul Lugin, Mayim Shuvim? Kaponim, this is a shaila, how to look at Yavchushin Adumim, it's targ of Mayim, l'chol ha'teyukulo, or is it only aloche l'gabe tzvila? Moving further on the Gemara at the end of the Omer is discussing the din of Mayim, in Yuchitas, Ker v'Kerayim, and the Gemara says it's a din Mayim v'loy b'yayin, b'mayim v'loy b'mozug, b'mayim v'loy abishamayim. You see a chidush in this Gemara, that even once you've been Mamayit, you still have to go and have a meal to v'loy b'mozug and mozug, even though it has a loch of yayin, but the mayim sheboy, your Beryl Soloveitchik in the Shurim points out that you see from this Gemara that the yayin, even though it has, even mozug has a teriyas yayin, but the mayim, the water which is inside, would have a still a teriyas mayim, if not for the mute of v'loy b'mozug, and we're not mamayitiv v'loy b'yayin. And this discusses from a Tosfos later on in Ein Testament Beis, which is Mavu also, that there's a din of mozug if it's a mevatel the shemayim which is inside this mezige. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that there's a din of b'mayim v'lebi'ayin, that there's a din that has to have only mayim. And the Gemara brings it out from here, if the mekir is going to be mayim chayim. The Gemara says that Reb Shmuel tonet ve Shmuel mayim she'ein lehem shem levai yotzu mekir she'yesh lehem shem levai. And this is from here, the Gemara brings it out. The Reuyin lemekir, we're discussing mayim which is roi lemekir. Tosafot on the Beis and Ramatzchel Yotzu says that mekir which is mavu in our Gemara is possible for chitzas kerev and kerayim. Is the reason why it has a Shem Levai is because it has a name of Mekir. And the name of Mekir is already B'shas Matan Torah. This is the problem of a Shem Levai. Rebel says in his Shurim that it could be that the reason, if not for Tosis, one would say that maybe the din of a Shem Levai is because it's called Maim Kedoshim. We find in the Pasuk in Pasha Saita, V'lokach HaKoyim Maim Kedoshim B'chlichores. And the Targum Inkulis says over there, Maim Kedoshim means Maim Minakir. Mekir is called Maim Kedoshim. But Tosis Mavur, the Shem Levai is called Mekir. But Be'emes, the Mishnah Melech, and the Bekveger, in Maisa Kobonus, Peri Gvav, Halocha Vav, they ask that the Rambam doesn't bring down Bechlal this Halocha, that Kerev Ka'ayim in order to wash with Mekir, because it has a Shem Levai. And they ask, why is the Rambam mashim in the Gemara? The Rambam says, Kol HaMeim is Ksherim, any water is kosher. The Rishameach says the Rambam learns that the Gemara only means to say there's no Kalvachima from Maim Kedoshim, but there's no Halocha Lemaisa that you're not to use a Mekir. Similarly, Le'elef L'chosh Shleima, the Tshuva of B'Shleima Kluge, in Yerudeya, Simer Yish Lamed Zayin, he says that B'Emes is a big chiddush to say that Mekir is called the Shem Levai. Shem Levai normally is something which is inherently his name, which is the Zay Mitchilas B'Yosoi, and he doesn't lose it by being in somewhere else. Over here, the Mekir is only called Mekir, only when he's in the Kir, after he's not called Mekir anymore, when he's out of the Kir. And Avah Bikain is called the Shem Levai, is a Chiddush, so says Elef Chosh Lema, the Rambam learns, this is only a Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara just says that Kedushim is not a Maila, it's only Chisorin, and a Maila you don't have a Kavuchimah. But La Alocha Lemaisa, the Rambam was Mashmi, the Rambam missed this Alocha, and the Rambam holds this is not called the Shem Levai, and therefore the Rambam holds you're allowed to use even the Maim of the Kir for Chitzes Kriovayim, which is mentioned in the Pasuk. They ask on the Rambam why he was mashmit our Gemara. Moving further on to the next sugi of Oral, the Gemara says that Oral is the Mishnah, is Mechal Ravoidah, says the Gemara Minolon, Omer Chizda, Dovazemitrius, Mesh Rabin Lo Lomadnu, Elomitivir Chesko Mebuzi Lomadnu. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Ben Nechor, Alev, Ar Alboso, Leoven Mikdoshi. From here we learn that is Mechal Ravoidah. There's a big machlik Zushainim between Rashi and the Rambam. In the halacha of oil who's oven in the Beis HaMikdosh, Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, Peidalad Omad Aleph, that since the whole Mekoyah of the oil is only from his pasuk in Yecheskel, Memela doesn't get any Malkus, because he doesn't get any Malkus Midiri Kabbalah. But the Rambam in Peirik Vav in Beis HaMikdosh Halacha Ches, he says he do get Malkus. And says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam's Mekoyah, the Gemara explains before, earlier in Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, that until Yecheskel, how did we know this halacha? That oil is Mechal the Avodah, says the Gemara, it's halacha Misha Messinai. And the Meila says the Kesemish that the Rambam holds he can get Malkus because it's Be'emes Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. But they ask the Ochlenes and Ejim Peidalid. They ask that it's Mefurish in the Gemara B'chayis Tetzvav Amid Aleph that on Halacha L'Mishim Sinai we never get any Malkus. The Gemara's Lashon is that Isura Miyod Eke Lav Leke, there's no Malkus for Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. The Prima Godim is Simekuf Chav Ches Eish Lavram Tzkotin Nun Dalid. He says that the Kesemishna holds in the case where there's a remez in the Torah, like we find by us in the Sugya, then he can get Malkus even for Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. But the Rikokus on the Rambam, he says, that the Lashon of the Rambam is, the reason why he gets Malkus is because he's like a Kazar. He gets Malkus just like a Zor who's even in the Beis HaMikdosh, so to a Oral who's even in the Beis HaMikdosh, he also gets Malkus. And this is the reason why the Rambam holds he gets Malkus, because he has a Locha of a Zor. Explains that Moshe, Moshe Feinstein is Tshuva in Igris Moshe or Yechaim Chilik Beisim and Amd Gimel, that Be'emes comes out according to this Rikokus, that as they say this thing in Machlokes between Rambam and Rashi to understand the whole gedder of the oral over here in our Gemara. The Makor over here in the Gemara is, we learn after this pasuk in Yecheskel, that he has Alocha of Aralev and Aralboso and the Hukash La'adodi. Rashi learns that the din of oral is a new parasha. There's an Alocha of oral that is not at work in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, and there's no Malkus. But the Rambam holds that the din of the Pasuk in Yecheskel is only telling us that this Aral Boso is also Nichlal in the Pasuk of a Ben Necho. He has a Locha of a Goy. And just like a Goy has a Locha of a Zor, and if he's going to work in the Beis HaMikdosh, a Zor Sheshimish works in the Beis HaMikdosh, gets Malkus. so too this oral is also going to get Malkus, since the Pasuk of Yecheskel is only be megalah to us, it's a gilui that he's nichlal in the din of a goy, and he has a loch of a zor, and therefore he gets Malkus like a zor. Because the parsha is not a parsha bifnei atzmoi, it's only a gilui that oral kazar, an oral also has this a loch of a zor, and mamela he's going to get Malkus like a zor. And even though he's not going to get any misa, he doesn't get any misa, the Rikokus explains that the reason why he doesn't get any misa, because that was the halacha, that he has a din of a zor only legabe malchus, not legabe misa, and the Moshe over there is maybe a different reason why this oral, even according to the Rambam, is not going to get any misa. Al kaponim is a machlikus, if an oral has a halacha of an oral of a new parsha from this pasuk in Yecheskel or from a halacha in Mishim in Sinai, and the Rambam learns that the gilui, it's a gilui into back into the parsha of a zor, that he's also, since he's a real boso, he has a halacha of a goy, and memela he has a halacha like a zor shashimish, like a Yisrael, who does the avid in the Beis Hamikdash, even though he's a kohen, since he's a real boso, and if he gets malchus like a zor. With this, Moshe explains the machlikus which you find in Simukuf Chav Ches, between the Prichodosh and the Mogen Avraham, interesting machlekes, where the Oral, who is a Kohen, is allowed to do Bichas Kohanim. The Prichodosh says in Sikot and Lametes that he's an apostle Lisa Kapov, and the Mogen Avraham disagrees. The Mogen Avraham says that he's kosher, because Enechanami is Mechalel Lavoido, but so too Balmum is also Mechalel Lavoido, and he's kosher for Bichas Kohanim. But the Prichodosh says that Moshe brings down that the reason why the Oral is apostle to be Nisa Kapayim is because the Rambam says that he gets Malkus like a Zor. Explains that Moshe, this is what the Prichodosh means. A Balmum is a kosher, even though he's Mechalel Avoido, but he's kosher for Bichas Kohenim. But Oral, since you see in the Rambam that he gets Malkus like a Zor, so you see that the Oral Behemoth has a loch of a Goy, and Memela is possible also for Nisias Kapayim, he's possible for Bichas Kohenim, just like a Goy is possible. Because it's not a new parsha, Mitzad Atzmoy, Bifnei Atzmoy, like Rashi explains, a new din that Oral is Mechalel Avoido, and he doesn't get any Malkus. The Rambam holds is halacha, he gets Malkus because his Yisoid Adin is halacha of a goy, and Memela who Adin says the Prichodosh, a Chiddush, according to the Rambam, that Behemoth is going to be possible for Bichas Kohanim. Yisoid this thing machlikus, you can take out from this Gemara between Rambam and Rashi, what is the gather of the Oral if he has his own Din, or if he has halacha of a Zor, and he also gets Malkus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.